This is Anderson Pence podcast episode 240 for Wednesday, August 16th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa. I'm shocked you've put up with me for 240 episodes.
We weren't always in the same room.
No, it was much easier when I wasn't next to you.
What I want to know is how many times do we start the podcast without either one of us laughing?
Why?
Well, the first five, maybe.
Well, yeah, before we had the cool music.
Well, yes.
So, anyway. Oh, my God, we leave for San Fran, San Francisco,
San
for those
Francisco.
Of you to whom that matters. in less than a week, we start packing, like...
You haven't started packing yet?
This weekend.
You haven't mentally started packing?
You know, I'm just going to throw...
You're going to throw stuff in
stuff
the car?
Stuff in a bag and
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Yeah, no. Lots of crazy stuff. We just got back from D.C., it feels like, and it was just last week.
It was last week,
yeah. Yep. All right, so we did just get back from D.C., and we leave for San Fran in less than a week, and that's going to be messing with my head for now a whole less than a week. But it's a fun show. They really do a good job, well organized, by far my favorite thing. I can't eat this year. The cookies and the coffee in late afternoon. They provide...
Your favorite thing is coffee in the late afternoon.
Oh my God, no cookies. But they have a... what do they have the first night? They have that dinner and dancing and music. They do a really nice get-together the first night.
A little jazz group, trio
or
something like that.
It's been a lot of fun. It'll be really sad without Susan Wirth there dancing. She cut quite the rug last year, if I recall correctly. But the group in San Francisco does a really good job. I'm under the impression there is an auction this year.
Oh, that's right.
The
that's
PCA
right. There is an
auction.
Yep.
So that will be
interesting. Yeah. Do we know what's in the auction?
No. Don't
it's
look
all
at me.
Vintage.
I'm
is it PCA auction?
Yes, it's
is
a PCA.
So it's all it's going to be vintage.
Yes.
But we don't know what's in it.
Nope.
Okay. Well.
So there's that.
Could be some good stuff.
Patrick from Robert Oster is going to be there, so that'll be exciting to meet Patrick. You might remember last year we got to meet Michael from Bookbinders.
The Aussies are coming to San Francisco.
Apparently so. That was really a lot of fun. We're going to have our good friend Jason working at the table with us.
Yep, can't wait to see Jason. So
I can.
He's
He always gets you in trouble. He always tempts you with something,
it's not like
or
he's gonna,
he shows
he's bringing
off
anything for
something.
Me.
It doesn't matter. He just gets your shopping juices flowing.
Well, he does.
He'll find.
He's like my picker now. He'll go find something.
He and George Ramakis are on my hit list. Love Jason. It'll be good to see him. We get to see our good friend Michael Heenan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not sure if he's going to bring the family or not, but there will be screaming and hugging. I'm sure. Not as loud as with Aziza. That was pretty loud.
I didn't hear it, so I was...
Oh, man, all through the ballroom. People were turning their heads, like, oh, my God, somebody's getting murdered.
So I was thinking about buying a pen.
Might have been you getting murdered.
Yeah, well,
So anyway, San Francisco show. It is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Really a great... really a good show.
Yeah, if you're thinking about going, you know, the question always, I see this question a lot on Reddit, I see it on FPN, I see it more on Reddit because it seems to be a younger crowd, but should I go to X show? Yes.
Absolutely.
Don't even question it.
Kind
you gotta go.
Almost a dumb question.
There are no dumb questions, but just
absolutely.
Go. You know, I don't care if it's 4 hours, you don't have any money other than getting in the door. You should go. You're going to be with like-minded people. You'll learn a lot.
You get to hold things and touch things, pick them up, sometimes even test them. You know, paper, ink, pens that you've been looking at online, and now you actually get to fondle them. It's really awesome.
I tell you what, if I had a quarter every time somebody picked up the Namiki Emperor, we could retire. But where else are you going to see that pen? Where else are you going to pick that thing up?
Not in your pocket.
No, it's not in my pocket.
All right, good.
I'm not an eyedropper guy, so
okay.
That one's,
excellent.
You know, I'm not a modern eyedropper guy.
All right.
Vintage, yes, but no.
So we leave in less than a week, and if you will be attending the show and there's something that you want to make sure to pick up from us at the show, your best bet is to buy it online and choose pen show pickup. And I believe that for San Francisco, it's going to run through like 6 a.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We leave Tuesday sometime after 12 noon, our time. And we're just going to come in the morning, pack the car, and get ready to go.
Yeah. So basically make sure we're in Central Time Zone. So basically make sure that order is placed before the store opens. And then
we'll be able to grab it.
We'll pull those orders first, and then we'll go. So I'll take that option off the website when I get up in the morning. But
there you go.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and remember, that does not count towards your pen show budget. So,
which is good for customers, bad when that happens to you. I don't know that you have a pen show budget.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Which means
there's no pen show budget.
There's nothing allocated for you.
None whatsoever. Is Jimmy going to be at the show?
Nothing allocated.
Jimmy's going to be at the show, isn't he?
No.
What do you mean?
He's not. No.
Oh, well, all right. Well, then
Jimmy isn't there. Sarge isn't there. There is no one there who's going to have anything you want.
Yeah, that's never happened.
I have not allocated any money for you. You can't even have a cookie.
I can't.
I know. So there you go.
Anyway.
Awesome show. If you're anywhere near there, go. It's beautiful area. Yeah. It's a beautiful hotel.
Nice room.
Yep.
It's well lit. We've got we have windows right behind.
We are
right,
in the
right behind us.
Best spot in the room.
So it's real easy to see.
Floor
see
to
what's
ceiling, entire bank of windows. Yeah. It's gorgeous.
And the rest of the ballroom is pretty well lit too. And
yes.
That is kind of it sounds weird, but it is kind of a problem with some of the venues. The lighting is not great, and it's hard to see a pen, especially if you're looking at a vintage pen. You want to inspect it, see if there's any issues with the pen, cracks, whatever. You want us to be able to see chasing, things like that. It's hard to see. This is a fairly well-lit
room. Yeah.
And let us not forget, are they doing the ink testers this
year? I
believe
they are.
They've
doing
got a new system.
Yep.
But they've got several hundred different colors of ink that they've got inked up.
So you can sit down and pick up an inked pen with several hundred different colors and try it, and then come over to us and shop.
All right, so there's...
Right? Yeah, you find a color you like, and then you got to go buy it because you've fallen in love.
So.
All right. Ooh, let's do
the
question of the week. I don't think we have a drum roll.
We don't have a drum roll.
No.
Remember the days when we had sounds?
Yeah. Anyway, question of the week. Dun, ta-da! I think
careful
this one...
Easy there.
Yeah, how's that budget going? All right. Who seals this thing?
I don't know.
All right, question of the week. Oh my God.
Can it be any bigger?
Can you explain the numbering system on Pilot pens? No, I can't.
let me enlighten you. Actually, we have mentioned this before, but it is worth a redo. It's seemingly complicated, and if you try to figure out without knowing what it is, it makes no sense. There's custom 74, there's a custom 92, and we're not going to get into the difference between custom and custom heritage because that is still, there are some exceptions to those rules. 823, 912, there's a 91, there's all sorts of things. Well,
all right, go.
Go. Because right.
That's all you, that's... I just, like, oh, that's pretty.
So there are two main rules. If it's a two digit number,
okay.
74, 92.
I got that. I'm good.
It's the Pilot age of the launched year of the product. So the company was founded in 1918, so the Custom 74 was launched on their 74th anniversary year, or 1992.
But not 1974.
That's correct. All right, well, we'll do another one. Let's see if we can get it right. Custom right. Heritage 92.
92
what does that mean?
18 is, I studied art, leave me alone.
It was 92 was launched in their...
It's their 92nd year. I
plus
can do
math,
math.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. Is 2010.
There
very
you
good,
go.
Very good. All right, okay.
And I do the accounting.
Wow.
Okay, no.
So...
this is all you. I usually do the ink, so pens, especially this complicated math stuff. Go.
Three digit.
Okay, wait, let's recap. So if it's a two digit... It's the number of the pen plus 18 because Pilot was founded in 1918.
Okay. That's the year it was made. It was launched.
So
yes, it was. That's the anniversary year. So Custom 74 is the 74th anniversary year.
Got it.
So like the 91, which is only available overseas, was launched in the 91st anniversary year or 2009.
Got it.
Three digit.
Let me write that down.
All right, three digit gets a little more complicated. The first two digits are the same. So they're the launched year of the product.
Okay.
The first and the third digit is the first digit of the recommended retail price in 10,000 yen units.
Why?
I don't know why. 823. So then, okay. Therefore, 82 launched in the 82nd anniversary year or 2000.
Right.
And the three then means the recommended retail price was 30,000 yen.
30,000.
If it was 30 yen, we'd buy a lot. All right. So 912.
Why can't they just come up with names? Isn't that so much easier?
No, because the custom heritage is sometimes the custom.
I know, but like the Falcon and the Stargazer.
I know.
Those are easy.
I know.
All right. Go ahead.
So 912. Launched in the 91st anniversary year.
Correct.
Which was 2009.
Got it.
And the price of the pen at the original launch was?
Well, if it's a 2, it must have been 20,000.
20,000, yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Yeah. So, there we go.
And what about what's the 745?
745 is a different Japanese pen.
Only? Domestic
yes.
only?
Yeah, it's domestic okay. only, yeah. So, that's
so can we just
year.
Rename them go. With words?
No. Yeah, yeah, the 74, SEVENTY-FOUR. So okay. Anyway, there's the answer. It seems to make sense, but I don't know what they're going to do when they get to 100th anniversary year, because then they need a four-digit number,
Ooh. Which
is coming next year. So if they launch Ooh. A new pen, then it needs to be...
A name.
It needs to be a name. Because other words...
I'm advocating for names.
Other words, it's a custom 100, but then that is not launched in 1928 for 0 yen, so it has to...
Oh, yeah.
So it gets complicated.
I'm going to have to give that some thought.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, there's the answer to the question of the week.
Okay.
We have some new exciting things to talk about.
I'm still thinking about that.
Don't think about it.
Okay. All sorts of stuff has come in...
Just in time.
Yesterday, a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
The last batch of the Twisby Eco in
look
turquoise.
Surprised.
What?
Like yesterday, it came in.
Well, now I'm thinking about we got to leave in less than a week, and I'm just trying to do the math in my head. What's going to happen at the 100 year? Just names. They just need to go to names. It's all there is to it. Let me call John. Just say name.
E95S.
Oh, don't get me started on that. I don't... What's the S? Sale?
Second?
Short?
That one doesn't fit into the scheme. All right. Anyway.
So, recently in, and it's only Wednesday, the very last batch of the Twisby Eco in turquoise. Now, most of us by now know that the Ecos in colors and the 580 ALs in colors are limited runs. They seem to be getting more and more limited. We ordered some, got our initial batch, immediately ordered more, and weren't even sure we were going to get it. So those did come in. We've already started to ship. We've already shipped all those out. Yep. Whatever's left is up on the site. But if you are thinking about one, grab it now.
Yep.
If you want one for San Francisco, grab it now.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be able to take any with us. So.
I don't know what's going to be left.
So, anyway.
Next.
Grafilo notebooks. What's the word here? Mr. Paper really, really loved these notebooks.
I've
never seen a review like this ever.
And you know, Chris is pretty laid back. He's pretty, I wouldn't say difficult to impress, but he's not easily impressed. And he's the one who handles all of our paper and tests it. He's got a system. But I was listening to the review, and I've never heard him go off like that. I think he said Lordy.
Lordy.
One of the two. It's either my lord, this is awesome, or something like that. And he said it was witchcraft.
He said, I don't know. Something like, I don't know what Japanese witchcraft there is. But yeah, he loved these notebooks. I tried them. He's right. They have a little bit of texture on them, but boy, when you put the pen down, it disappears. It's weird. It's just, and it doesn't you know, I mean, not even a Sharpie bleeds through that thing.
It's really awesome.
Really amazing paper.
We've still got a little bit left from our first order. We've already reordered. But it was just fun. So if you haven't watched the Mr. Paper yet.
Do it. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's rare that Chris just is so expressive. He likes things, he doesn't like things, there are pros and cons, but this was just like enamored.
Yep.
I think he's in love.
Pens. We got some more pens. We got a lot of pens this week.
Okay. This is all you.
Up from actually going back to DC show, we're finally getting around to talking about them. Tasha Spectrum in the Pinnacle. Now come in extra fine nibs, which is nice. And these are, of course, Japanese nibs made by a famous Japanese maker. I think that's
how we're allowed to say.
I think that's how we're supposed to say it.
Oh.
They're made by a famous Japanese maker.
That does not number their pens?
That does not number their pens. So that kind of limits it down there. You can kind of figure that out. So those are in, and the four screen is not in yet, so they're still back ordering on the pen. That's the one everybody wants.
That's the best one.
It is the best pen.
Although the blue Pinnacle is really pretty.
Yeah, they're all nice. Also, coming from DC, Conklin Duragraph Orange Knights.
Those are pretty.
Basically, a mini Dolce Vita, really. I mean,
it's
black cap.
The orange from the Conklin All-American, though, right?
I don't know if it's exactly the same material, but
it looks, darn close
it looks
to me.
Great. It looks like a little mini Dolce Vita.
I know.
And the price is ridiculous.
And it's slightly skinnier than most of the Dolce Vitas.
It's your size. And the Conklin All-American Brownstone. So two new colors out from Conklin.
I already have a Dolce Vita?
You have a slim, yes.
Yeah.
You do.
All right. I don't need that.
But brownstone, really attractive.
Yes.
Nice brown marbling. You know, brown can go either way, but this one, I think, really.
I think it's nice to have one that's a little darker, a little more conservative, but it's got a little bit of zing to it.
Well, I think that dark trim really, really does it on that pen. It's very attractive, very nice material.
They did a good job.
Yeah, I'm pleased to see that, you know, the two Conklin lines are really, really making nice pens.
Not too many funky
patterns and colors.
Some of them got a little bright and loud.
It's good to have some, but, you know, the marbled plastics were so popular for decades back in the 30s and 40s. They're so beautiful. And it's nice to see some of them coming back. Swirly was all in for a while, and you know, let's see some marbled stuff.
Speaking of
limiteds,
coming back something.
We'll work on that transition.
Transition, whatever. The Platinum Shengyo, I love this.
That's a nice looking pen.
Is my birthday coming up?
No, it is, I guess. Whatever you want.
Apparently I do have a budget for San Fran.
Apparently I have a budget for San Fran. It's a nice limited edition, of course, 3,776 pens back in stock. And we got the double broads this time. They finally shipped the double broads.
Yes.
The C nib.
Not many left. Yep. So if you're watching this or listening to this and you're interested, check now, because these will go fast.
Yeah, we'll bring some to San Fran if we have any left. And along with that, the Lilas.
Yes.
Finally back after how many months? When was it? February?
February or March. Yes. Super pretty. I'm not a pink and purple kind of girl, but this is really pretty.
Yeah, it fits in with the Nice Pure and the Nice, the Rose Gold, that kind of family, kind of a matte finish.
I'm kind of torn.
Please.
It's pretty.
Anyway.
Maybe if Kim gets one, then I could just borrow it.
Now, we should mention on the Lilas, yes, the first batch were limited, although they were only numbered on the actual blotter inside the case. This is going to be a regular part of the Platinum lineup.
Which is awesome.
Which is good. They're getting something else out with another color. So they will be around. It's just, I know Platinum had some issues getting production out. So now we have them, which is good. And there'll be more coming. So,
yeah. I think it's super pretty. It's nice to have something that's a little lighter, a little brighter, that's not completely transparent and clear.
Everything they have is either black or transparent. or dark or transparent.
Yeah, but this is lighter and brighter. Yep. It's not the dark blue. It's definitely brighter. The dark burgundy. Absolutely. So that's super.
All right. So there's that. And don't forget, tonight is Appleton Pen Club, 7 o'clock here at the store.
Yes.
Apparently the topic is Sailor. Who picked that?
When in doubt, blame Kim. But no, it's we're going to do a little history, do a little show and tell.
Show and tell, whatever. Inks,
I've
pens.
I've got my pens. You've got yours.
Yeah, yeah. I'll bring mine.
Let everybody play with the testers and all sorts of new stuff coming in. So we're excited.
So that'll be fun. 7 o'clock. And it'll be, we at the store, but we're across the hallway. But
in the tenant cafeteria?
The tenant cafeteria, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. And that will be, barring any unforeseen circumstances, Wednesday is going to be the new day, I think, for the pen club.
Okay.
Because I think it worked better for certain people's schedules. So, and those that could come on Thursday could also come on Wednesday, but we had some people who couldn't come on Thursday. So.
There you go.
Anything else?
No, I feel the need to go shop and pack.
Okay. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Next week, we are probably not going to have a podcast. We'll be in
unless we do it maybe Tuesday morning before we leave or something odd, but I doubt it.
I don't think so. Well, tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other fun videos, and check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.